Got a question here for you, which is, why do some insects only survive for a day, like mayflies, for example? Why not, given all the effort they've gone to turn into this beautiful fly, why not make it last a bit longer? Why not milk it more?
Well, basically, it's because they are brilliant, and they are just amazingly adapted to be able to carry out the entirety of reproduction that most kind of, you know, mammals and other animals take ages to do. They're so well adapted that they can do it just within 24 hours or a couple of days. So if you think about the different adaptation that the species come up with, so you have a mass emergence, so they all emerge at the same time, so they can easily find a mate. They emerge in sites where they can also lay their eggs, so they don't need to find a site to lay their eggs. And also, their bodies are completely adapted to finding a mate. So while they are looking for a mate, they don't actually have working mouthparts, so they can't actually feed. So they are just entirely focused on finding a mate. So the answer is because they can do everything that they need to within that really short time frame.
Stuart?
Sorry, I have to just say that one of the most heartbreaking things I've ever seen watching a nature documentary is they went through the entire life stage of the mayfly, and there was the point where it just rose out of the water in its flying stage, I presume,
yeah.
And then the trout came up and got him. And of all the documentaries I've seen, you think, oh, that's such a shame, because what's the kind of ratio between how long they're in their kind of larval stage and then when they actually fly for the day?
I'm not sure, but you get a lot of invertebrates which have a really long larval stage and then they only emerge for a few days. So for example, the beetle which I mentioned before, the Titan beetle, which I've studied, it estimates it lives as a larvae for like 5, you know, possibly 10 years, and then it emerges for 2 weeks and then dies, which I just think amazing. But I think though, it's, you know, it's the journey, not just the destination, you know. It might be great being a larvae.
Some cicadas like that, don't they have sort of prime number ratios where they come out on every 13 years or so, some of them, and they've literally been underground for that long, and then they come out, do their thing, mate, and then that's it for them.
I don't know about cicadas precisely, but there are some amazing adaptations to be able to work out when everybody else is emerging at the same time. It's just crazy.
It's like coral spawning, I suppose. Jacob?
I was going to say, I think there are some vertebrates that have similar strategies as well. Maybe you guys can help me out a little bit. I'm struggling to think of examples, but I think maybe octopus as well, and they're called Semelparis species, that basically just have a one-off reproduction in their lifetime, and they go all out and sort of, you know, they have millions and millions of gametes and they just go crazy, and then they die pretty much immediately afterwards. You know, whether you guys can help me out with any more examples.
Yeah, no, certainly in my line of work, this is, we breed more often, and I guess in the mammalian side of things.